This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
That very intelligent, well-spoken, articulate, prepared woman, Mackenzie Brooks from CBS Gambling Expert, put a lot of numbers to my reasoning behind the New England Patriots. She knows her stuff.
What well are you dipping in now to validate your point or try to provide defense
you
for your
her?
Feelings on the day?
Yeah. If you write Carolina Panthers on this roster, you're not favored in 11 games, baby. The hype is real. The hype is out of control with your New England Patriots. The most bet over at 8.5 wins. What is going on with this world? We'll get to that in just a minute, but I've been told we have a very good call from Barry in Cape Cod, who has a an interesting take, Barry, apparently on Drake May. What's up, Barry?
Hi, guys. First time, long time. Happy Tuesday.
Thank you.
Yes, sir, Barry.
Guys, I am a season ticket holder. I've been a Patriots fan since the glory days with Grogan, Hartley Dykes, Andre Lippett.
Yep.
And what I've seen the past few years from the past has been garbage. And it starts with Drake May, his body language. We've seen the ceiling. And his body language is just unconscionable. It makes me sick to my stomach. And the fact that he threw four interceptions, I'm done with him. I think we need to trade him. We maximize what we can get. He's hit his ceiling. We stockpile the draft picks, and we sign a veteran QB like Joe Flacco.
Thanks for the call.
And four interceptions, whatever. We can dismiss all that.
Barry, I'm just curious. Did he probably loved Mac Jones's body language, was my guess. Barry hates... Drake May's body language, loves Mac Jones.
So
the quick game effing sucks.
Let's go down this road for a minute. Let's take Barry at his word. So what are the examples of the horrific body language from Drake May?
I haven't seen. I don't know one.
We've talked about literally
zero.
He doesn't do the crazy practice self-flagellation that Mac Jones did after he would throw picks.
Or the breathing technique.
Or the breathing techniques.
Yeah.
Or any of the other crap.
Did you ever see him just... screaming and yelling from an injury as he was coming off the field?
Nope, haven't seen Drake May do that. Nope, haven't seen him do that.
No offense.
He didn't want to sit on leather chairs at Gillette Stadium with WEEI afternoons, but that's a one-off. We're not going to hold that to him.
Got to keep working and got to get better. And, you know, I'm just going to keep working hard. And we're just, everybody together. And, it wasn't my best. I got to be better. And
Barry wants this guy back.
Barry?
Was that actual Mac or Mac AI?
That was a Mac AI.
That was Ninko making fun of Mac.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, Ninko. But Barry is so frustrated with the body language of Drake May that he wants to trade him for draft picks and sign Joe Flacco, who I believe is on a team. Isn't he on the Colts or somebody?
He is.
He's back on the Browns. He's one of the 17 Browns quarterbacks competing.
Okay, there so like he's under contract. B, I don't want him. C, he's 172. D, he hasn't been that great. Like, I can keep going. Drake May. I can't believe that's the biggest Drake May hater we've heard. Because he didn't even seem to... If you hated him coming into the league because you didn't like his talent or his mate, whatever, that's one thing. But he saw enough last year, opposite of Ted Johnson. Ted Johnson saw enough last year to align himself with Ben Solak and say, you got your franchise quarterback. The future is bright. You're going in special directions with this guy. Barry saw the opposite. Barry that's somehow bananas. Saw like...
Mm-hmm. It's bananas.
And also body language.
Body
again, that's
language.
Really
what,
weird.
Trade him, get a veteran and trade him now because of the one OTA practice. Look, you can be... like me and think that Jaden Daniels is still better than Drake May and believe that Drake May has a massively bright future with potential galore under center for the Patriots. Like, it's okay to realize Jaden Daniels is awesome, but also Drake May is has shown flashes, Ted, and could be fantastic now with proper coaching, proper coordination, and proper talent around him.
The one thing I will put stock in Barry's phone call is Jaden Daniels has proven himself about as special a quarterback as there is on this planet over the last 2 years. What he did at LSU and then followed that up in Washington, those two years are – that's silly special.
Just for the record, I wanted Jaden Daniels over Drake May.
So you were right because he's proved himself special. Now, we'll see. Some guys have had great rookie years and taken a little bit of a step back or adjustments happen. Baker Mayfield hit some rocky roads. Different guys hit rocky roads. But the one thing I will say is Drake May has not proven over the last couple of years he can win. He didn't prove it here, and he didn't – like Carolina, they kind of petered out with the talent around him.
Right.
So that's a fair criticism.
Look, I am – I get the people that are like, hey, what gives you any confidence based on, you know, the win total? He's – you know, I think Barry called him a loser. Or no, the Washington, D.C. Called.
Justin.
Justin called him a loser. It's like, well, yeah, okay. Yeah, he hasn't won a lot of games. And so, you know, it's kind of the same stink that Caleb Williams came into.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he lost four games he got bludgeoned at SC. You know, so he wasn't a winner. And then last year, okay.
But he's a guy. So remember how mad people got when he cried on his mother's shoulder?
I was one of them.
Oh.
Not mad. I was like, to not take that guy.
But at least that's an example in your head where you can say, I didn't like that. Body language, off-field actions, whatever.
Right.
If Barry said that about Caleb Williams, I'd say at least he has a visual in his head of a moment in time where he's like, that's not a quarterback for a franchise team. Yep. I literally can't think of one of those for Drake May that I've seen. If anything, remember, Elliott Wolf, Fitzy sold us on part of the reason they wanted him is they hung out with the head scouts at North Carolina every week. The offensive line sucked, and reporters in North Carolina kept trying to get him to do things, say things, react,
never
throw
did.
The line under the bus, and he wouldn't do it.
Wouldn't do it.
And that is what a quarterback does. Yep. A great one. That's what they do.
And Elliott Wolf also made mention of how impressed they were with his diagnosis of their losses and his poor performances.
So,
and the fact that he was able to root through that and find moments almost immediately as we allowed his processing. Almost immediately find moments where he should have done something different and should have done it better.
I mean, we're basically, so was it Justin who brought up the Justin Herbert comparison or whatever?
Yes. Correct.
And there is definitely this thing. This has been growing. I told you guys, somebody texted me this a while ago, that franchise quarterbacks go to the playoffs within their first two seasons. It's basically a rule that if you're going to be an elite quarterback, a franchise quarterback, you go to your playoffs. So if we're comparing him to Justin Herbert and Josh Allen, those are two sort of different guys. One is kind of underachieved in San Diego /
in Herbert,
LA.
Yep.
And one was the mistakes guy like
so he was
Drake
underachieving.
May. Who?
Josh Allen was underachieving
and then
early
he,
on.
boom, turned the corner, stopped making the dumb mistakes, kept making the great plays.
It took him 3 years to turn it around.
But he did bring the team to the playoffs, even with that.
At the end of 2019, guys, he turned it around. You guys, I don't know if you guys remember that NFL Network broadcast Saturday game late in Tom Brady's final season. He John Brown is the guy who cooked Steph Gilmore on a deep post, and Allen hit him in stride 60 yards. It was gorgeous. It was right then you could see, like, I think Josh Allen is starting to
unlock it. And that was in his second year?
Yep, tail end of his second year.
And so
and then he went to the playoffs, did the crappy over-the-shoulder throw, gave critics, like, he's always going to be this.
So, you know what? So this is a big year for Drake May.
It's make or break. If he's not a playoff quarterback, he's a bust.
You will not hear me talk about Drake May next offseason like I'm talking about him now if he goes out and does this. This is a monster year for him.
Yes.
He has a lot to prove. I'm betting on him. And we'll see if he lets me down or not, but I'm banking that he won't.
You know what it feels a little bit like? The Jaylen Brown thing. Like, you know there's a lot of talent with Jaylen Brown, but then there's the warts. There's the turnovers. There's the shooting at time, whatever. And Drake May, you know there's talent. Now, he's obviously younger and not as proven, and it's a different situation, but he needs to maximize the good and minimize the bad this year, similar to Jaylen Brown. Yep. Maximize the good, minimize the bad, because you're going to be in the spotlight. It all kind of hinges on you. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Rocco in the Cape. He heard Barry in the Cape, and it seems like he wants to respond. What's up, Rocco?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're good, man.
How are you?
Hey, listen, that could have been the dumbest thing I ever heard. Are you kidding me? Are you honestly? This guy, he wants to dump him because of four interceptions? It's not even preseason. It's what? Option training. Are you kidding me? You know what? You know what? You know what? The most dumbest thing I ever heard was Shine saying he's going to beat Greg Hill in golf. And look at how that turned out.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for the call, Rocco. That didn't go well for Shine.
And that did not. No, so he's basically saying the second dumbest thing.
This is the new most dumbest thing you've heard on WEEI, the call from Barry about wanting to unload.
I'm wondering if it's like Drake came in, he was the third quarterback pick taken. It wasn't the first or the second. You got like Mac Jones kind of like he's just wedged. You know, you win one game last year. Mm-hmm. So it's just, I just think people are missing what is really going on.
Well, and he missed some opportunities. Like the Tennessee one's a great example. If that's the game winner, not the game tire, if that's the game winner, that feels like that changes everything. Like that is a moment where you're going to remember forever. Do you remember that Drake May play to win that game again? But then you go to overtime and you lose. And it's like it doesn't devalue the individual play, but it devalues the weight of it and how it's reacted to.
Wait, so what did he start last year? Technically 12 games? He took over after five games, right? Took over. Brissett went 1-4. May got credit for two wins because whatever it was.
Two wins he got credit for, but really one.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, how many of those games, of the dozen games or so, he started in his rookie year with the mid talent around him and the trash offensive line in front of him, how many games can we really point to and say he was most definitely directly or largely responsible for that defeat? One or two?
And that's, and then you flip it.
A negligible amount, guys.
And then they would say, well, how many is he responsible for winning?
Right.
And that's the counter to that.
And that's why you're right, Ted. To me, it's not about the wins, the losses, the big picture. It's like singular plays in your mind. Did he do what you want him to do? The throwaway that wasn't a throwaway. The pick he threw to right sideline. Remember he said he should have thrown it to the trombone player or whatever, and he didn't. Like, those are things can't happen. Just flat out can't happen. Can't ever make that mistake again. That needs to be a one-off. You're not an error repeater if you're going to be an NFL franchise playoff starting quarterback. And there's good and bad of those. And that's – he needs to just – but the starting off year two with the first time you're reported on, the first time you're reported on is four interceptions out of eight passes. Can't happen. Can't happen. I'm going to put that back on the can't happen list. If you want to be who you seem like you're supposed to be, that can't happen. Like, I'm a big believer. Do you believe this? Is special? Like, is special, do you know special? Like, special doesn't evolve and develop. Special has a certain swagger to it at all times. I'd use Tom Brady as your example. You kind of knew he was special the second he kind of took over.
Yeah, a little bit.
Not that he was going to win six Super Bowls and do this and all that.
I didn't
know
that special.
This guy's got a little something special.
I did notice something
Drake May needs to be special this year. And it doesn't have to be 12 wins. It doesn't have to be 52 touchdown passes. He doesn't have to win the MVP like Patrick Mahomes did his second year, first year as starter. But you have to leave this season saying that's special. Because if you're not special 2 years in, then people start wondering, are you even the guy? And now you're in that tumbler.
But special also equals wins, right? I mean, that's how you're being judged. That's how people are going to judge. It's like you can do special things in a game and not win and then think, well, he's a loser.
Yeah.
Like one caller called him.
Yeah. It wasn't very nice. That was a bit over the top. Jesse in New Bedford, what are your thoughts on Drake May in this comparison to Jaden Daniels?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I kind of agree. I mean, I'm with Ted on, I mean, a couple of callers that have called. They're either trolling or gaslighting because they know that's not true. That's just ridiculous. I'm pretty much with Ted that... He hit the nail on the head where, you know, he can do special plays, but everybody seems to forget. We concentrate so much on quarterbacks, but football is the ultimate team game where Brady, he came back from 23, but if the defense doesn't pitch a shutout, he's going to lose. So it's an ultimate team game. Now, Drake May's got to be special when the time calls for it. When his number's called, he's got to be special, but he's got to have the coaches. He's got to have the defense. He's got to have the receivers and the running backs to back him up when he is special. Because only you know what I mean? You only can be Superman if you have the Justice League behind you. And
I'm letting you go on that. That's a good line. You can only be Superman if you have the Justice League behind you. That's good right there. Rich Keefe somewhere was like ooh, that's a good call right there. Want to be on the Doc Dork podcast? Come on down.
What do you think, it's kind of your JB thing. Hey, if JB's great if you help him.
But you have to win. I'll go back to what you just said. You have to win. And Justin Herbert's a perfect example of that. People say the guy has the greatest talent, Hall of Fame talent. Adam Schefter, I heard like 3 years ago, say this guy's going to Canton. This guy's absolutely a Hall of Famer. Well, you got to win. You got to win some playoff games. Or Kyler Murray is another guy that everybody loves the talent. He can run around like Fred Flintstone with those quick little steps, make throws, do this. Even Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson can rack up all the MVPs, but it's like, how come you never go to the Super Bowl or win the Super Bowl? And is it all on them? No. There was a game a couple years ago that they lost in the playoffs. I was watching the first drive. He hits Mark Andrews on a crosser, goes right through Mark Andrews' hands, hits the safety in the hands, interception. Was that really on Lamar? No, it wasn't.
But when
you're the quarterback, it's all on you, no matter what.
Right.
You need to overcome that. And
Zay Flowers fumbling on the goal line?
Yeah, like they're. But the quarterback wins and loses. The wide receiver doesn't lose. Every once in a while you get wide receivers, people say you can't win. But for the most part, it's the quarterback wins and loses.
Yeah, starting now. Last year, you got a break.
Right, and which is a good thing because he didn't win. He lost games at the ends. He couldn't make the plays, but that's what he needs to. I don't know what the ratio is. Everybody says, 2-1 interception touchdown ratio. I think it needs to be 5-1 winning plays to questionable plays, something like that. Like, and I'm not, that's not a touchdown pass, but that's a winning decision, winning throw, accurate throw, right decision. But you also pointed to something that is different this year, if you're right. If everybody's right about this team, you can punt. It's okay to punt because guess what? You're supposed to have a good defense that they'll punt it back to you. And you can play that a couple times because if you punt twice, it doesn't mean you're going to be down 14-0, right? And that's what it's felt like at times with this team. And that was, I firmly believe that was the root of Tom Brady's development, was Charlie Weiss's theory, no one ever lost by punting. Now, some teams lose by punting. If their defense sucks, sometimes you, like Peyton Manning, I think, lived that life at times in Indy. He believed he had to score every time he held the ball. And if you're not really good and you have that mentality, you're going to make mistakes. Mm-hmm. That's a pressure that you can't live through. So I'm going to enjoy this year very much so because I believe in Drake May. I also believe there will be challenges along the way, where it's going to be interesting to see how he reacts to them off the field, what Curran's talking about. Mm-hmm. When you lose a game, he will lose them a game this year. Do you agree with that?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. He will lose them a game. How do you react to that? Mm-hmm. What's he like on WEEI Afternoons that Monday when he doesn't really want to talk to us and he knows they're going to ask me about losing the game last night? How does he react to that? How does he, deal with teammates in that situation? Because that's almost as important as some of the other stuff.
No doubt.
So
they are the CEOs of the company. They got to present in a certain way. But if you based on last year's, I would say he's going to do just fine in that area because there was a lot of opportunities for him to throw coaches and his offensive line and his receivers under the bus last year, and he never did.
No, he just took off.
He just
yeah, he knew what he wanted to say, so he just dipped on trash bag day.
What is this?
From the cheap seats, man. Here we come.
He does. He's like just the little sucker punch from him, and then he's out the door. Oof. He ran out the door, and he sucker punched you. He's not wrong. I mean, I will say he's not wrong. His head coach got canned. He wasn't there to talk that day. He wasn't there to talk the next day.
Very small grenade that Stiz threw in the room. Very small.
It's a small grenade, and it was an accurate grenade. 617-779-7937. We continue to take your calls on Drake May. We also need to do a Where in the World is Bill Belichick and Jordan update, because there's always something new. I missed it. I know late last week, our guy Pablo Torre had another podcast. I listened to the whole thing coming in.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tremendous. Right down to the guy who owns the Airbnb with the strong accent. Yes, Dan Ball.
And we got new Pablo Torre updates.
Oh!
He was on in, he did an interview this afternoon preparing a potential lawsuit,
Oh, Pablo Torre lawsuit? Who's he suing? That's up next on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, what's trending?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford store share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.